Good morning. It's Madonna here from the Natural Alternative Podcast. Welcome. Look, I've been listening to Dr. Naomi Wolf for about a year now, and her and her whole team of a massive amount of people are going through the Pfizer documents at the moment. And I just wanted to read some of her information from Substack. So she's got a Substack account, and I highly recommend going and having a look around. Substack's amazing. It seems to be an area where you can, you know, get some truth going on out there. So because Pfizer has been forced by the federal government, by the federal judiciary in America to release the information, they wanted to hide 55,000 internal documents for 75 years. But luckily the FDA was knocked back on this. So I just want to go through some. Some of this is pretty hard, and her heading is, of course, it's really true. They know they are killing babies. And I've had so many clients over the last year and a half who have said, I want to fall pregnant, but I don't want to lose my job. And I have tried as much as I can as a naturopath with over 27 years to keep their bodies healthy and well during these jabs. And it's challenging because you do not know how anyone is going to respond. Everyone responds differently. We know with Pfizer that there's about 33 different varieties of the Pfizer jab. That was through Michael Yeadon in an interview. So he used to work at Pfizer, and he actually looked at the batch numbers and the types and varieties of reactions that people were having. And he just found that there's no way that you could have such a variety of issues with a jab if they were all made to the exact same standards. It just wasn't possible. So he determined that there were at least 33 varieties of the Pfizer jab for a start. So in the documents, a group of 3,000 highly credentialed doctors, RNs, biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators, lab clinicians, and research scientists have been turning out report after report, as you may well know, to tell the world what's in the 55,000 internal Pfizer documents, which the FDA had asked a court to keep under wraps for 75 years. The lies revealed are quite stunning. They knew by December 2020 that mRNA vaccines did not work, that they waned in efficacy and presented vaccine failure. One side effect of getting vaccinated, as they knew by 1 month after the mass rollout in 2020, was COVID. Pfizer knew in May 2021 that 35 minors' hearts had been damaged a week after mRNA injections, but the FDA rolled out the emergency use authorization for teens a month later anyway, and parents did not get a press release from the US government about heart harm until August of 2021, after thousands of teens were vaccinated. Pfizer and thus the FDA, many of the documents say FDA confidential at the lower boundary. Pfizer and the FDA knew that contrary to what highly paid spokesmodels and bought off physicians were assuring people, the mRNA spike protein and lipid nanoparticles did not stay in the injection site in the deltoid, but rather went within 48 hours into the bloodstream. From there to lodge in the liver, the spleen, the adrenals, the lymph nodes, and if you are a woman, in the ovaries. Pfizer, and thus the FDA, knew that the Moderna vaccine had 100 micrograms of mRNA, lipid nanoparticles, and spike protein, which was more than three times the 30 micrograms of the adult Pfizer dose. The company's internal documents showed a higher rate of adverse events with the 100 microgram dose, so they stopped experimenting with that amount due to its reactogenicity, Pfizer's words, but no one told all of the millions of Americans who got the first and second 100 microgram Moderna dose and the boosters. I personally have a client who had two of the Moderna doses, and they are begging him to get and harassing him and bribing him to get the third one. And he's got a serious Parkinson's, and it's just gone downhill so fast since the second one. Really quite phenomenal. Pfizer skewed the trial results so that the almost three quarters were female, a gender that is less prone to cardiac damage. Pfizer lost the records of what became of hundreds of their trial subjects. In the internal trials, there were over 42,000 adverse events and more than 1,200 people died. four of the people who died on the day they were injected. Adverse events tallied up in the internal Pfizer documents are completely different from those reported on the CDC website or announced by corrupt physicians in medical organizations and hospitals. These include vast columns of joint pain, muscle pain, masses of neurological effects, including MS, Guillain-Barr and Bell's palsy, encephaly, every iteration possible of blood clotting, thrombocytopenia at scale, strokes, hemorrhages, and many kinds of ruptures of membranes throughout the human body. The side effects about which Pfizer and the FDA knew but you did not include blistering problems, rashes, shingles, and herpes-type conditions. Indeed, a range of blistering conditions oddly foreshadowing the symptoms of monkeypox. Now, actually, let me go back a moment. When they said that the 30 micrograms was not as strong as the 100 micrograms in the Moderna, you know, I've been wondering the whole time who's the scapegoat that they're willing to put across. And of course, in America, Johnson & Johnson is the one that they're willing to have as the scapegoat that creates the clots. Now, all of the people that I'm listening to, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Dolores Carl, you know, there are so many that they say every one of these vaccines, the Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, cause blood clots because it's the spike protein in the nanotechnology that causes the blood clots. So it's not any particular vaccine. None seem to be worse than other, but it's interesting that Moderna has got over three times the dose of that lipid nanoparticle and the spike proteins, because now we're hearing that Pfizer is sort of getting a bit in trouble. So I wonder whether once again, now they're making the way, they've said, oh, you know, Johnson & Johnson shouldn't be used. Here in Australia, we've gone, oh, AstraZeneca shouldn't be used. In America, now they're saying, oh my gosh, you know, we've got 33,000 documents being released or 55,000 documents being released from Pfizer. So now I wonder whether they're allowing the way forward for Moderna being the nice, safe, effective one, because they're just shoveling all of the effects onto the other three. Anyway, that was just a thought because I've been watching that happen, and it seems like they want this technology inside of us and they don't care about the responses, because otherwise, like here in Australia, our TGA and Atagi, they are lying. They are lying about the effects, and it's quite phenomenal to watch. Anyway, very interesting that the monkeypox symptoms seem to be quite similar to the blistering problems, rashes, shingles, and herpetic conditions that seem to be foreshadowing the monkeypox symptoms. The internal documents show that Pfizer and thus the FDA knew that angry red welts or hives were common reaction to PEG. Now, you've probably heard about PEG. Certainly, I've spoken about it a lot over the last year, but it's a petroleum-derived allergen in the vaccine ingredients, one that you are certainly not supposed to ingest. Indeed, PEG is an allergen so severe that many people can go into anaphylactic shock if they're exposed to it. But with people with a PEG allergy, they weren't warned away from the vaccines or even to watch carefully, you know, over themselves, EpiPen in hand. They were left to their shock. Pfizer knew that exposure to the vaccine was defined in their own words as sexual contact, especially at the time of conception, skin contact, inhalation or lactation. Of course, people who have tried to raise any of these issues have been deplatformed, scolded by the president, and over here, you know, all of our politicians except our good little freedom fighters, called insane and roundly punished. Athletes and college students and teenagers are collapsing on football and soccer fields. I heard just the other day I was looking at statistics, and in December 2021 alone, in soccer in the European Union, there were more heart attacks and strokes on the field in 2021 December than there were in the previous 12 years. So people who are saying it's just an underlying condition, well, that underlying condition is probably these damn jabs. Excusez-moi. Athletes and college students and teenagers are collapsing on football and soccer fields. Doctors wring their hands and express mystification. The BioNTech's SEC filing shows a fact about which the CDC and the AMA breathe not a word. Fainting so violently that you may hurt yourself is one of the side effects important enough for BioNTech to highlight it to the SEC, but not to highlight for you and me. I was at, this is Dr. Naomi Wolf again. I was able to process all of this by and simply keep reporting. But in the last few weeks, the horror overcame me because now the volunteers under the excellent leadership of program manager Amy Kelly have confirmed that this is a genocide underway, intentionally driven or not. And Israeli journalist Itana Heck has added her own superb analysis. Vaccinated women. The topic of pregnant and nursing mums getting vaccinated under encouragement and coercion is painful. It's painful to research, painful to write about, and painful to learn how carelessly the most precious among us are being treated. The very essence of life and nature live within pregnant and nursing mothers. It's just horrific what is going on. It seems that there is indeed a happenstance genocide. Reproduction itself is being targeted. If the spike proteins build up in our ovaries, what is that doing to our babies? Now, they actually have found that the FDA, the Pfizer alone, only did a study on rats. So 44 French rats followed for 42 days. They found that basically after that, they came out and said, yep, they're safe and effective for women, human women. So nonetheless, about 270 women got pregnant during the study. So there was a small study done in the EUA. 270 women, more than 230 of them were somehow lost to history. But the 36 pregnant women whose outcomes were followed, 28 lost their babies. The volunteers found that a baby died after nursing from a vaccinated lactating mother and was found to have an inflamed liver. And what are we hearing about hepatitis around the world now? All these children magically getting hepatitis. There was one study in Ireland that was talking about the fact that they weren't vaccinated, they were breastfed by a vaccinated mother. So there's different things going on with the hepatitis in our children. But nonetheless, there's a lot of babies who are being lost. The volunteers found that a baby died after nursing from a vaccinated lactating mother, found to have an inflamed liver. Many babies nursing from vaccinated mothers showed agitation, gastrointestinal distress, and failure to thrive, and were inconsolable. I'm hearing anecdotal report of these symptoms in babies nursing from vaccinated mothers now from across the country. The Pfizer documents also showed that some vaccinated mothers had suppressed lactation or could produce no milk at all. Doctors, of course, are stumped by all of this. Stumped. But what is a negligible amount of a petroleum product in mother's milk when you are a tiny newborn with no immunities just arriving in the world? The NIH preprint itself reported higher levels of GI distress and sleeplessness in the infants studied, and one mother had elevated PEG levels in breast milk, and the fine print concludes that more study is needed. Just here in Australia last week, a little five-year-old darling boy died in Logan. And he was sent to the he went to the hospital with his parents. He had tummy pains. He was sent home. He went back to the hospital, and he went home and he died. So I do wonder, because of course they're not telling us, was he vaccinated? You know, was he around shedding from vaccinated people? Because gastrointestinal issues seems to be both if you're vaccinated or if you're around a lot of shedding from people and you're a sensitive little soul, then either could be a possibility. The shedding events are definitely real. Sorry, it is quite emotional just reading this, isn't it? Larger studies are needed to increase our understanding of transfer of PEG into human milk and potential effects after ingestion by the infant. Although expert consensus states there is minimal or no potential risk for the infant from maternal COVID-19 vaccination, the minor symptoms that were reported, sleep changes and gastrointestinal symptoms, could be further investigated in future studies to determine if they are related to vaccination. Since no babies died in the brief time frame of the tiny study, the study concluded that nursing babies suffered no real ill effects from vaccinated mothers. But the study did not follow these poor babies with their acknowledged sleeplessness and their GI distress to see if they actually thrived, gained weight, and developed normally. So women have been told they have been safe and effective. I could not believe how early they said that into the trial last year here in Australia. I think it was around April 2021 that all of our chief health officers, one after the other across Australia, started pushing for pregnant and lactating women to be breastfed. I was absolutely horrified. Yeah, and now, of course, you know, in the States, there's a baby formula shortage. And of course, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Richard Branson, and Zuckerberg have been creating this bio milk. It's going to be interesting to see what Frankenstein-like, you know, substance that's going to be. Like, it's just going to be what I recommend if it's a, I won't even go there. It's just hideous. Okay, so here's another one. As if all of this is not horrific enough, Ms. Heck drew studies from three countries, Canada, Scotland, and now Israel, to show that babies are dying disproportionately during and after 2021 in highly vaccinated countries, and that newborns are dying disproportionately if they have vaccinated mothers versus unvaccinated mothers. In highly vaccinated Scotland, almost twice the number of babies died in 2021 as died in baseline numbers. In Ontario, Canada, 86 babies died in 2021 versus a baseline of 4 or 5. This was a baby die-off so severe that a brave parliamentarian brought this issue to Parliament. So this article has just got heaps of places where you can go and check all of this out. In Israel, at Rambam Hospital in Haifa, Rambam, thank you, ma'am. Okay, Rambam Hospital in Haifa, there were 34% more spontaneous abortions and stillbirths to vaccinated women and to unvaccinated women. So I would highly recommend going and checking out the War Room with Steve Bannon. He's got an interview with Naomi Wolf last week. It's phenomenal. It's scary. It's awful. But if you are still thinking about whether or not to get jabbed and you're thinking about having children, then this is one of these things where, honestly, I just don't know what else to say except don't get the jab. Don't do it, you know, because it's just absolutely crazy. Here in Australia, it is being pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. Our newly elected Prime Minister, Albo, he refused to travel with anyone who wasn't triple jabbed during his recent going around Australia. So everyone needed to be masked and triple jabbed just to travel with him. So we know where that's going to go. He, of course, voted for the pandemic treaty last week. Thank God enough countries sort of said, yeah, we know what's going on and we refuse and threatened to pull out of the World Health Organization altogether. Okay. So I'll just wrap up with this because this is sort of a really nice paragraph. Knowing as I do now, that Pfizer and the FDA knew that babies were dying and that mother's milk discoloring by just looking at their own internal records, knowing as I do that they did not alert anyone, let alone stop what they were doing, and that to this day, Pfizer and the FDA and other demonic health, public health entities are pushing to mRNA vaccinate more and more pregnant women, now that they are about to force this on women in Africa and other low-income nations who are not seeking the mRNA vaccines, per Pfizer CEO Borla this past week at the World Economic Forum, and knowing that Pfizer is pushing and may even receive a US emergency use authorization for babies to five-year-olds, I must conclude that we are looking to an abyss of evil not seen since 1945. In our budget just released here in Australia, we have just released an amount of money available to parents who lose their 0 to 5 year old babies from vaccines. It really feels like they are just pushing and pushing and pushing this. And it's just hideous. And I think they truly are anti-human human beings. They're really messing with our ability to conceive, gestate, give birth and nurture life. They're targeting the female's body's ability to sustain a newborn human being. One of my clients' daughters, she's just had a baby and he has had gut issues and irritability since the day he was born. That mother's been triple jabbed. Thank God he's still alive. Thank goodness. But you cannot get through to some people. And unfortunately, now the proof is in the pudding. The studies are coming out. The Pfizer documents are being released. And, perhaps that this is a biblical time, Old Testament biblical, it just feels like I am speaking to people all day, every day, and I'm getting through to no one. It just feels awful. So I just want to say, go out there, keep an eye on, hop onto Substack, have a look. Don't forget as well that they're manipulating the numbers. Just please really be aware that the testing that they do to see if we've got COVID, they're inaccurate, up to 95% inaccurate. So right from the start, it was a big manipulation of numbers. Dr. Fauci, in order to get, his pandemic around the world, they needed to manipulate the numbers. They gave people drugs like remdesivir that were known, once you're on a drip with remdesivir, got somewhere between a 10 to 50% chance of death. And that was in their own trials. So how he got it approved, he's head of the bloody universe, isn't he? But it's quite, so you've got the manipulated data going by the bad COVID testing. You've got the bad drug remdesivir and other similar things like that being used in the UK and Australia to plump up the deaths from this pandemic, to create the fear, to create the shaming, to create the blaming, to allow the governments around the world to look at people like me and say, you don't deserve to live. My cousin is a doctor and she says people don't deserve to get treatment if they're unjabbed. This is the mentality of doctors around the world who have been brainwashed in the last 2.5 years. So please stay awake, stay alive, keep your vibration high, do what you can to detoxify. She's got lots of biblical quotes here. It really does feel like biblical times, doesn't it? So her Substack is Outspoken with Dr. Naomi Wolf. Highly recommend. Have a fantastic day, everyone. Love you all. Have a good one.